stop and listen to TMG.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of TMG. That's Tell Me Something Good. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Guys, real quick, before I begin, you know how we got to get started. I got to give a huge shout out to my best supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Girl, that's your shout out. I know you hear me. I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, look, don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. So glad that everybody decided to join here today, guys. So glad that you decided to be here. It is 4 p.m. Central Standard Time right here in Alabama, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, 3 p.m. if you're Mountain Time. Wherever you are, I'm glad you are listening. Guys, listen, in a very short time, this show has taken off. I mean, for real. It's being heard in places all around the globe, places like Ireland, Austria, Italy, and South Africa, just to name a few. Now, if you have been listening to the show each week right here at 4 p.m. on Facebook for this past year, thank you for joining. Thank you for tuning in. Maybe this is your very first time listening to me, your very first time hearing my voice. Let me tell you, thank you so much. And whether you're at work, at school, or just kind of relaxing around the house, thank you so much for tuning in to TMG. Guys, before we get started, I got to listen. Today's topic, if you haven't caught it, if you didn't catch it earlier, today's topic, guys, is playing with fire. Yeah, playing with fire. And I know you're saying, Travis, why in the world would you have a topic labeled called playing with fire? Give me a few moments and you'll see exactly why I came up with that. But guys, I'm so glad that everyone is here. Everyone is joined. Guys, okay, so I'm going to start off today's show with a confession. Okay? I'm going to start off at today's show with an honest confession and an admission to something. I'm going to admit something live so all the people around the world will hear what I am going to admit and going to hear my open confession that I'm about to make right now. You ready for it? Okay, here goes. So, my confession, I'll admit, I'll go ahead and say it, I'll admit it. When I was a little boy, I played with matches. Yep, that's it. That's my confession. When I was a little bitty boy, I played with matches. And now, I'm not saying that's a good thing to do. I'm not saying I didn't have any toys. I'm just saying it. I'll admit it. When I was a kid, when I was a boy, I played with matches. Now, but in my defense, if there is any, right, I played with them outside around a trash pile that was waiting to be burned. So in my defense, if there's any, I played with them outside near a trash pile that was waiting to be burned. Now, fire, it's just something about fire. It's so unique. The properties of fire is so unique. Fire is so unique, man. Fire is just one of those things that once it gets going really well, once it gets going really well, it can be tough to get under control. Even if we're burning a trash pile of wood, it can be really, really tough to keep under control once it gets started. It's just something about it. Once fire gets going, and going really well, it can be really tough to kind of get under control. So I remember about me playing with fire, playing with matches. So I remember, it's a short story, guys. I remember holding a match, right? I remember holding a match, and I must have gotten distracted or just not paying attention, one or the other, just probably not paying attention. Could have been a situation where I just wanted to see what would happen. Remember, I was a little boy, I was a little kid. So it could have been something like that. In either case, I held on to the match too long and my finger got burned. Yeah, and if you've ever at any time in your life, if you've ever felt fire burn you, this is one of those things that you never forget. Yeah, we may forget things like our birthdays, we'll forget phone numbers, we'll forget addresses, we'll forget anniversaries, but you will never forget when fire burns you. There's something about that. That memory will stick with you. It will stay with us, but we never forget the day we got burned. Now, it didn't burn. It didn't leave a mark on me or anything. So it didn't leave a mark on me, but it did do something else. It did leave a lasting memory with me. And to this day, I still remember the emotions. Yeah, I still remember the emotions that came from it. I still remember those emotions, and all because I held on to the match too long. Let me ask this question. What emotions, or what is it, have we been possibly holding on too long to? Let me ask it this way. What emotions have we been holding on to too long? Or let me ask it this way. Let me ask this question. What emotions have you been remembering? Remember, I said when the fire burned me, I remember the emotions. I remember the emotions. It was so impactful, I remembered the emotions. So my question is this. What emotions have you been remembering? What emotions seem to continue to come up often? Maybe when you're sitting at home by yourself, or maybe when you're at work, or maybe when you're just driving, what emotions seem to continue to come up? What's causing some flashbacks? Or better yet, here's a better question I want to ask you. What emotions keeps you up at night? Is it maybe fear of what's going on in society? Maybe it's fear of what has happened, possibly what has happened to you in your past. But what emotions keep you up at night? What's been reminding you of some things? There is a Latin word for emotions. There's a Latin word for emotion, and its definition means to set in motion. To set in motion. And in other words, it's our emotions that begins to set things in motion. Yeah, our emotions begin to set things in motion. They begin to get things started. Our emotions set things in motion for us. And a lot of times, it's how we feel that determines what we will decide. Think about it. Sometimes it's how we feel about certain things or certain individuals, whether we make that decision or not. Sometimes it's how we feel, our emotions, it's how we feel that will determine what we decide. Set in motion. Some things, so I began to think, some things probably would have never gotten started if it wasn't set in motion. A lot of disagreements could have been avoided if they weren't set in motion. And when I think about something being set in motion, I think about a ball. I kind of get this picture, this image of a ball sitting at the top of a hill, just sitting there, a regular ball. Doesn't matter, basketball, could be a football, it could be a golf ball, doesn't matter. I think about a ball just kind of sitting at the top of a hill. And as long as no one touches that ball, it will sit right there. But the moment someone comes along and gives it the slightest push, it will begin to roll and roll and roll. And eventually, it just begins to bounce all over the place. If you push a ball, if you've ever done that, and just kind of push the ball down a hill, eventually, it will just begin to bounce all over the place. And it's bouncing so much that it's doing just as much bouncing as it is rolling. Sometimes you feel like you're just kind of bouncing all over the place. You wake up, you start this way. In the middle of the afternoon, you're like this, just bouncing all over the place. Let me ask this question. When we get this picture, this image of this ball being pushed and it's bouncing all over the place, let me ask this question. What's been pushing you? Yeah, what's been pushing you? It could be your family. It could be your career. It could be something that you thought you would have accomplished by now. And at this point in your life, it begins to push you. And you begin to feel like you're bouncing all over the place. You're just being pushed by that thing. And just like the ball, we were doing fine until something pushed us. You were doing fine until something pushed you. You were just minding your own business until something pushed you. All you wanted to do was look at your pictures and your videos on social media. But then you read where they said something about you and your children, and it pushed you. All you wanted to do was go to work and put in your 8 hours. But the moment you showed up, they pushed you. All you were trying to do was come home and relax. But the moment you came through the door, they pushed you. What has pushed you? Maybe it's an emotional situation. Maybe it's something that's going on with a family member, and you thought you could handle it better than you did, and it pushed you. You were just trying to relax, have a good day, and all of a sudden you got a text message, and it pushed you. What has pushed you? And it doesn't matter where we are in life, what our status is, each one of us, everybody is going to have something that's going to push them one day. Yeah, you can say right now, nothing's going to push me. I've got it all together. Nothing will get me to that point. But baby, live long enough and something will push you. What has pushed you? What has pushed you? Listen, I remember in talking about me with this match, right? So I remember how it made me feel. I remember how the match went burned me. I remember how it made me feel when I burned my finger. I remember how it made me feel when I burned my finger. And even when I see, listen, even when I see fire today, when I see fire now, I feel some kind of way. Now, I'm not afraid. There's no fear in that. But I still remember you made me feel some kind of way. You know, I still remember I feel some kind of way about it. And if it gets too close to me, I get bent out of shape. What is it that gets you bent out of shape? What reminds you of something and it gets you bent out of shape? Some things happen and it gets you all bent out of shape. What are we remembering that when it gets too close to us, we get all bent out of shape? What is it that's causing us to have flashbacks? Yeah, what gets you bent out of shape? Maybe it could be something that happened to you, and maybe a parent abused you, or something happened, and now when somebody raises their voice, you get bent out of shape. I want to stop right here for a minute and propose something. Maybe much of what we have been feeling has more to do with what we have been remembering. Yeah, let me say that again. Maybe much of what we have been feeling has more to do with what we have been remembering. And I get it. Listen, I get it. Some things aren't that easy to forget. But here is a tip. I want to offer you guys a tip. When you find that it is difficult to forget about something, when you find that it's difficult to forget about...
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Discover a way to move on from it. Let me repeat that again for the latecomers. When you find that it is difficult to forget about it, discover a way to move on from it. Because some things we just have to move on from. Yeah, there's some things in our life we're just going to have to move on from. Some things you just can't carry into the next phase of your life. You just can't carry it into the next journey where you're trying to go. Some things you just have to move on from, because you will typically feel what you remember. There are some things that happen and it will trigger an emotion. It will trigger, well, how we feel. I mean, the emotions that we thought we were past, an emotion we thought we were over. But if we get close enough around it, it's just like that thing is happening all over again and leaving us all bent out of shape. If we get close enough, we get all bent out of shape. It's just like it's happening all over again. Have you ever seen a video, or have you ever experienced watching someone doing glass blowing? Glass blowing. I want to show you a short video of someone be a glass blower. Yeah, a glass blower. So that's what they do. Have you ever seen anyone doing glass blowing? Just like the video that was just shown. the first time I saw someone doing this, I said to myself, I was a little kid, but I saw this, I guess probably 8, 7 years old. And the first time I saw someone doing this, I said to myself, they are playing with fire. Because they had to stick this long rod that you saw with glass at the tip of it in the fire and turn it and turn it. And I said, man, they're playing with fire. The first time I saw this as a kid, I said, man, they're playing with fire. I really thought that because the first time I saw it in person, I was a kid. So to me, it looked as if they were just playing with fire. And if you've ever seen it done, it does sort of look like they are playing with fire. They are so skilled. They're so skilled at what they do. And if you've ever get a chance to witness someone do this in person, or if you've seen a video, you'll understand what I'm talking about. It's strange, man. It's really cool. It's where they heat glass. They get glass, and they heat glass hot enough for it to melt. And then they are able to bend it into any shape that they want. They can change its shape and manipulate what it looks like because they got it hot enough. They played with fire, and now they can do what they want with it. So I begin to think about that. Maybe what some of us have been encountering are emotions that are all bent out of shape. Yeah, maybe what we've been facing, maybe we've been encountering people's emotions that are just all bent out of shape. Could it be possible? That some of the individuals that we think are difficult to deal with, that we think are just hard, that we think are just mean, could it be possible that something has them bent out of shape? Maybe it has nothing to do with you. Maybe it has nothing to do with your car. Maybe it has nothing to do with how you came to work that morning. Maybe something has them bent out of shape. Bent out of shape. This could happen to any of us. It can happen to anyone. You might know someone today that got bent out of shape. Maybe it was you. If something gets us hot enough, just like the glass, we'll get bent too. We'll get bent out of shape too. Usually it happens when we're least expecting, and at times when we'll be labeled mean or uncooperative at the moment. Listen, I'm not being mean. I'm not uncooperative. Maybe at the moment I'm just being bent. Maybe something just has me bent at the moment. Maybe it's got nothing to do with where you're headed in life. Maybe the frustration is coming because we're bent. At times, it has little to do with the job or other individuals. Something has us bent. Yeah, just bent. Emotions in a sense is a lot like glass. It's just like the glass that the glass blower was blowing. Emotions in a sense is a lot like glass. Yeah, they'll fall and shatter in a slippery grip, but they can become works of art in the best of hands. Yeah, glass can become the works of art in the best of hands. Look at these pictures. Yeah, in the best of hands, they can become works of art. In a slippery grip, they'll fall and shatter, but in the best of hands, emotions can become works of art, things you can work with, things you can deal with. You know what I'm talking about. You find someone that has a good emotion, that's in a good mood, and it's easier to work with them. Working with them is a breeze. Think about this. Think about, and listen, I begin to think about this. Think about an emotion. If we think about an emotion long enough, and we will feel it. Think about anger, and we will become angry. Think anger, and you will become angry. In other words, our emotions are real, but our mood is all up to us. Yeah, how you feel is maybe real. Your emotions are real, but your mood is all up to us. What frustrates us doesn't have to break us. Let me put that on repeat. What frustrates us doesn't have to break us. It doesn't have to break us. Our emotions are real, but our mood is up to us. Our mood has to do with our state of mind. Yeah, our mood has to do with what we think, our state of mind. In other words, my mind is made up. When it comes to mood, your mind has to be made up. It's got nothing to do with everything going on around us. It does not mean we won't feel discomfort. It does not mean we won't feel fear. But it does mean my mind is made up, that I can choose what mood I want to be in. Yeah, did you know you can choose what mood you want to be in? You can choose it. Yeah, it does not say that you won't feel some kind of way about something, but you can choose what mood you want to be in. What we feel does not have to break us. We can choose what mood we want to be in. We can change our mood. Listen, let me put it this way. If we want to change our mood, we must first change our mind. Our mood has nothing to do with how we feel. Our emotions are like matches. Yeah, our emotions are like matches. If you keep striking them, you'll get a spark. Yeah, if you keep striking your emotions, you'll get a spark. If you keep rubbing them against each other, eventually you'll get a fire. And listen, and all it takes is a spark to burn down a forest. Your mood is the spark that you need. It's our mood that will change something. It's our mood that will attract attention. Once a fire begins to burn, everything is drawn to it. Once a fire begins to burn, it turns everybody's head. What I'm saying is our mood can begin to turn the right heads. Our mood will turn heads. When a fire is burning, it begins to turn everybody's head. It's hard to ignore a fire that's burning. It's hard to ignore someone in a good mood. It's difficult to ignore someone that refuses to have a bad mood. It's hard to ignore somebody who says, I will not have a bad mood. Your mood is just like fire. It will turn heads. Have you ever seen somebody whose mood is one way 1 minute, and then another way 5 minutes later? I mean, they're just all over the place. Now, I'm not discounting there may be some medical concerns, okay? I'm just talking about someone whose mood is just all over the place. Unless there is a medical concern, the person's mood is just all over the place. I mean, they're one way 1 minute and another minute 5 minutes later. I mean, they're just all over the place. Kind of like that ball rolling down the hill. they're doing just as much bouncing as they are rolling, just all over the place. I mean, everywhere, up and down, mood swings. Are you, listen, let's ask you guys a question. Are you aware there have been studies done that show our mood, that show how our mood affects what we, how we think? Yeah, there have been studies that show how, that how our mood affects how we think. Our mood changes our perception, our attention. It affects our memory and our executive functions. That means what we do and how we do it, how we eat, how we live. It affects how we dress. Our mood affects whether or not we do personal grooming or not. It affects our executive functions. Our mood can affect our cognition or our way of thinking about something. In other words, our solution may lie with us having a better mood. The answer we may be looking for may come with us having a better mood. Yeah, it may come with us having a better mood. Have you ever, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been so frustrated by something? So frustrated by something, in such a bad mood that you couldn't even think straight? But the moment your mood changed, you could easily begin to figure some things out. You could easily begin to figure the problem out, or you could think better. I'm not just, listen, right now, I'm not just hoping for a problem to get better. I need my mood to be better. Is there anybody else that you're saying, I'm not just hoping for a problem to get better. I want my mood to be better. Yeah, I want to have a better mood about some things. Listen, it's our mood that shines at night. It's our mood that shines in dark situations and at dark moments. It's our mood that shines in challenging times. We all will have challenging times, but it's our mood that will help us through that. Your mood is kind of like the wind in the sails. It'll help sail you through that. It's our mood that shines in challenging times. Before, listen, before people will learn your name, they will remember your mood. Yeah, your mood makes you unforgettable. If you start a business, your mood makes people come back. The reason you can bounce back sooner than you thought is because you changed your mood. The reason you couldn't stay down is because your mood changed. Change your mood and you'll come back up. Our mood is like a key. It can unlock doors and opportunities we otherwise might not have. What has been waiting on our better mood? Our next chance is connected to our next mood. We may not even realize that we are good at something until our mood changes. Until our mood changes. For that reason alone, yeah, it's worth changing our mood, playing with fire. And when I watched the glass blower work in the fire, when I watched him work in the fire and blow on the glass to make the different shapes and to make the different items, when I watched him to make things that looked like this, and I watched him to make things that looked like this, I saw that it took some time and I saw that it took some effort. It might take some effort. It might take some time. But your mood is changing what you started with. When we change our moods, it will change what you started with. Your mood is about to brag on you. Let me say that again. Your mood is about to brag on you. Your mood is about to show you off. Your mood is going to tell some good things about you. And all because you are playing with fire. Guys, it's about that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. Don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. And don't forget to tune in right here each week, every Thursday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 5 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show. Also, you can stream your favorite episodes on your favorite streaming platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and so many more. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, before I get out of here, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I gotta go. Peace.